So I'm standing here with Tom, who's one of the lead architects on Audible Job. Tom, can you just talk me through this kind of...
funny screen that we've got going here.
What's it called? Xeon?
Zen.
Zen structure.
Well, Zen is what we're going to be using for our server architecture, the kind of cloud architecture, if you will. Basically, it allows us to virtualize machines, so we can take a single physical machine and turn it into 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 virtual machines to do our bidding. What I'm doing at the minute is just playing around with Windows XP, sort of dual installing on the same on a Mac Mini, just to kind of proof of concept. And as I was explaining before, we were having problems with the Mac Mini bootloader being in the Apple, in all their wisdom, took their EFI boot system and then decided to implement a BIOS boot system on top of it, just to complicate matters for Linux users. But yes, no, that's all been solved.
Cool. And the advantages are for this kind of virtual stuff?
None really, you can just tell. No, it's all quite nice. There's a few. It means we can buy, for example, two servers and have them doing sort of self-contained jobs. So for example, we have a database server and have a web and have two web appliances running completely separately, so that the database doesn't interact with the web server, and you can manage them all entirely. The other advantage being, if you've got two physical machines, as we're planning, you can migrate virtual machines between the two hardware, such that if you've got a lot of load for some reason hitting one machine, you can, in an instant, switch a web appliance server across to another machine, and it will just keep running as if nothing happened, which is quite a nice idea.
And presumably you can have as many virtual servers running as your hardware will support.
As the hardware will support, as I say, yeah, technically you can have hundreds on the thing, but they'll all go dog slow, so it's, yeah, not. We'll have to see how it works out.
Well, thanks for that.
No problem. Fascinating insight
into your world, and I hate to come back.
I'll climb back into my cupboard now, shall I?
I'll come back tomorrow and have an update.
Yeah, sure.